Stand-up comedian Rob Delaney's comedy career took off when he began wielding his Twitter account to mock Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney, help! A black man tried to give me health insurance. I'm hiding with my family in my basement. Come get us.
Those Romney tweets have been so popular, in fact, that a study commissioned by Business Week found that in June, on days when Romney tweeted himself and Delaney tweeted about Romney, Delaney's tweets got retweeted more often, 44% of the time.
Mitt, if you won't release your tax returns, at least tell us what conditioner you use. Hashtag sheen, hashtag luster, hashtag body.
It says something about the perils politicians face communicating their message on Twitter that a comedian could match and sometimes exceed the reach of a presidential candidate just a few months in front of the election.
My other car is a dancing horse. That's a bumper sticker on Mitt Romney's limo.
Rob, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
You've said that you've been drawn to tweet about Romney because he fascinates you. It's clear you're not a fan, so what's so fascinating?
Well, the thing about Mitt Romney is his desire to be president is so overwhelming. He just wants it. Like, for example, when he lost, it might have been South Carolina, and the next morning he said, in the news, he said I liked grits. I said the thing that they wanted to hear. Why didn't they, you know? And it's just, he blows my mind.
So a lot of your tweets about Romney we can't read out loud. But then there are other ones, Rob, that are more political, like, thank you for signing into law the permanent ban on assault weapons in Massachusetts in 2004. You should be proud and campaign on that. Not hilarious.
Mm-mm.
So is the point to mock Romney as a person or Romney's political stances?
I don't care about who the person is. You know, I never wore a Barack Obama t-shirt. Hope and change were always just silly slogans and bumper stickers to me. It's policy stuff that I care about. My dream of dreams
mm-hmm.
is that an undecided voter might read a tweet of mine and think, it made me laugh, but what's he talking about? And then look up the background. Do I hope that I can affect some what I consider positive change? Yes. Will it happen? I don't know. And, you know, it's not my job to care.
There's a long history of comedians mocking politicians. Their
mm-hmm.
political cartoons go back hundreds of years.
Oh, yeah.
On TV, you got your presidential impersonations, your
mm-hmm.
SNL sketches.
Yep.
Twitter, though, seems different.
Twitter is a wonderful meritocracy. One thing that Twitter's been great for is women in comedy, because you've got, you know, the male-dominated comedy writing world, and so many amazing women comedians have shown up. You know, so you can hear a joke from a woman who works at a, you know, auto body shop in Topeka, Kansas. The voice that people can have is kind of remarkable. So you can have a Sheldon Adelson pumping money into the system. Money's very powerful, but if an idea, if a little chunk of truth hits you in the gut, whoa, you know, it's very easy for you to hit retweet and get that out there at a speed that I think is faster than actual lightning.
And it's also been a big boon to your career. It's really helped separate you from many other stand-up comedians out touring on the road. And yet, your stand-up sets don't feature any political jokes, right?
That is correct. The funniest stuff is not the political flavor of the month. The funniest stuff is what's going on within your own body, within your own mind, you know? What are you going to do with a political joke? Smirk? I want to punch you and pummel you and assault you in a stand-up setting with stuff that's going to make you... I mean, I want people to throw up. Because to me, the best stand-up comedy or Pryor or a Cosby or Carlin, although Carlin certainly was political, the stuff that you're like, oh my God, you know, in amazing abdominal pain laughing at is not the political stuff that he did, as amazing as it was and as vital as it was and as much as I study it.
Still, I want to end with your favorite Romney tweet, if you have one.
Okay, I think my favorite Mitt Romney tweet that I did, and it's a quote, and it goes, terrific! Mitt Romney, every time Jar Jar Binks appears on screen. I think that's the one that affects people the most, because Jar Jar Binks was George Lucas kowtowing to an imagined audience a denial of basic Star Wars universal truths and an offense.
Which also proves that Twitter is really a great gathering place for nerds.
Big time. Big time. Absolutely.
Rob, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Comedian Rob Delaney, and thanks to the political and social research company VoterTide for walking us through its study of Rob Delaney's tweets.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.